escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciation to Sean Pendergast for yet again giving us a practice report from what's happening out there in West Virginia. And I guess I should thank Flay by Yingling for making that all possible. So that was a fantastic time to get some more information there. It's a bad day in the NFL when it comes to camp. And maybe I'm just like, because we're close to it, the C.J. Gardner-Johnson injury really tints all of this. He carted off the field, seeming apparent knee injury that was sustained. We haven't understood or heard the extent of it. However, just context will tell you it wasn't good.
Was not good.
Got quiet out there. Everybody taking a knee and everything, which and then a decent amount of time, maybe 3 to 5 minutes from what I can tell of D'Amico talking to the fellas after huddling them up once CJ was cleared from the field. So that all those things kind of point to a somber tone that maybe belies a tough injury. Seems like the Chargers had maybe a little bit of a similar situation as Rashawn Slater, their tackle, who actually signed an extension this offseason, was carted off the field as well with a left leg injury himself. So a couple of big-time injuries in the world of training camp. This is the nature of the car crash sport, unfortunately, but still doesn't mean that we have to be happy about it by any means.
No, not by any stretch at all.
All right, so that's kind of some of the things that are happening, but it is a Thursday, and I still want to get in a little by ourselves. So what do you say?
All right, let's get into this. Let's start with the Texans' first opponent. Matthew Stafford revisited a back specialist this week, had an epidural, I believe, over the weekend, and Sean McVay said he's making good progress.
Yeah, I'm selling that, bro. I'm sorry, like, back's sort of place where I get belligerent. Like backs aren't easily, helped. That when you have back issues, those either stay with you or they're substantial. I mean, the idea that he's having an epidural, which is a type of steroids to help, ease the pain, is not a good thing, especially in a time period where he's not doing a lot of activity, right? Like, it's not like he has more activity that is aggravating the issue. And you know what might aggravate some back pain? Playing football.
Yeah.
Right now, of course, the offensive line, you keep them upright, maybe you can mitigate that. Hey, you know who's coming? Number 51 and 55, week one. So this is going to be a tough situation for them over the entirety of the course of the season. Maybe you could say he's making progress insofar as he will play, and they feel good about that. I don't know how long he will play for. This is clearly going to be one of those things that's going to make the latter portion of his career and possibly the closing stage of it a lot really uncomfortable, both literally and I think metaphorically.
Yeah, I'm selling it too, man. I feel like that's coaches talk to or anybody talk with. Oh, good progress. Unless he was in a wheelchair or something like that or paralyzed. To me, that's not a good sign.
Thing was just that it made me laugh is the timing of it. Like he was asked, like, I think Monday or Tuesday. And he goes, yeah, he's making good progress. You mean the guy that just had an epidural and a whatever the disc problem was that they diagnosed?
Well, to be fair, that could be progress from where he previously was. Well, but again, I don't know if
that
ultimately
he was in a wheelchair or something like that, hunched over.
I'm selling that as well. All right, couple from D'Amico Ryans here. Are you buying or selling? He just reiterated this. I actually put this in this morning from a previous comment. Quote, the offense is getting better.
I'm by it. The offense is indeed getting better. The question for, I think, all of us onlookers is not if the offense is getting better, how much better and at what rate?
Yeah.
I think ends up being the question. I think that it was inherent that this offense was going to be getting better as they learn more of the offense, as the offense itself, you know, begins to reveal itself mm-hmm. to all parties involved as to what it actually and truly will be this year. And we're also giving evidence that it's getting better. The offensive line is having better days in the last couple of full practice days. We talk about Tuesday and then today because mm-hmm. the walkthrough, I don't know how much you can take from it. But it does sound like, from all indications, both Seth, Sean, you know, all the other assembled media that made the trip to West Virginia, all pointing to the idea that they're getting better at doing what they need to do. How much is the question that I still have? And will it be enough to get to where you want to go?
Yeah, I'm buying it too. I'm gonna buy it too. Not because of what Reggie said, but just kind of, I mean, it's been a little bit rough
mm-hmm.
where I think they are getting a little better. That means the offense is top notch, but I think at this point in camp, I think they are getting a little better.
Grading on a curve.
Yeah.
But I am buying it. Yeah. Grading on a curve, but I am buying it. Another one from D'Amico. Depth chart came out this week. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was asked about the depth
Salute
chart.
Salute to Omar.
He was asked about the depth chart and just in general. And he said, quote, Omar gives it to me. For those who don't know, Omar is the Texans public relations, whatever his official title is, I guess, director or whatever. Omar gives
or whatever's
it to
in
me.
There. I'm pretty sure that's all in the documentation. Yeah, or whatever it. Is in there.
Let
for
me look
Omar.
At the email.
So Omar did the depth chart.
I'm selling it.
Of course you are.
I'm selling it. Like, here's the thing. I could see the situation where, like, Omar drew up the depth chart. But, I mean, I think it's still going to happen within conversations from the team. I don't think that they're so far removed. And also, let me finish my statement. I don't think they're so far removed from the instance where we just really don't want to give any insights.
Mm-hmm.
But I think D'Amico said that with the tongue-in-cheek kind of smile and wink way that D'Amico can at some times. Yeah. And so I'm willing to go to that place where he's smiling about it in a way. But nah, clearly the team has some, or actually the coaches had some level of factor.
By the way, Omar is the senior director of communications.
There we go. Put that's some respect on my man.
Let's check the email was, at the bottom. Yeah.
That was my next choice.
Senior director.
Senior.
You know how he became senior? He does the depth chart.
Yeah. So you're buying then?
No, God, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to buy it.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Shout out to Omar knows ball.
I think he did give him the
you
depth
are
chart.
Lying.
I think he handed it to him.
Oh, he did give it to him after D'Amico said, put these names on there.
We are a bunch of idiots.
Here, put these names on there, then give it to me so I can see.
I'm giving it to him, man. Yeah, I think he did. I'm buying it.
God, well, he definitely gave it to him. If you're being
what are
technical.
You doing right now?
All right, a few more here. Are you buying or selling? Adam Schefter was talking about the Browns yesterday. He said they are, quote, more likely than not to use 4 roster spots in the regular season on quarterbacks.
I got to sell this because
4.
They can't be that stupid, can they?
Well.
They did it in the past, man.
4?
They did it in the past.
I don't remember them using 4. That means you got 49 players and 3 quarterbacks sitting.
They can't
I mean,
be
do
that
you feel
stupid,
comfortable with any of these quarterbacks?
No, but
you can't. You make a decision.
Here's the thing. It's not like you can put 2 quarterbacks on the field at the same time. You're still going to have one of them out there. If you don't feel comfortable with any of them in reality, you still got to pick one to go with. Like, I just don't. Look, I don't even know what I was about to say. It's stupid. I'm sorry. It's just dumb.
To me, it seemed like they're not committed on either of these quarterbacks.
Pick them. Yeah. Pick 2. That's all you got to do. Golly. So you're buying it?
I'm kind of buying it, yeah. They did it before, man. I think it was 1 year. They went through like 5 or 6 quarterbacks.
Yeah, but all at the same time on the 53-man roster?
I could
maybe.
Kinda,
I don't remember.
I could kind of see it, man. Yeah. They probably were going to go 3, but I wouldn't be surprised if they had 4.
I am selling this.
Now, is
maybe
this
maybe I should buy it because you asked the question. They're not that dumb, are they? And they actually are.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be surprised, man.
Yeah, but I can't believe it. Until proven otherwise, I'm going to sell that. Hey, you see what Jennifer Lopez said? Let's go a little pop culture here. Are you buying or selling this?
I don't think I've seen what Jennifer Lopez has said in literal years.
The second J-Lo ever. I'm the original.
All right, so you don't believe that. With how popular the name Lopez is, you don't believe...
People were calling... What I'm saying is people were calling me J-Lo.
He was J-Lo before... He was the most popular J-Lo before the real
J-Lo. Well, I don't even know if I was popular at the time, but when I was younger, a lot of people called me J-Lo. And then all of a sudden, this Jennifer Lopez character shows up and becomes a megastar.
Yeah, because she used to be Jenny from the block. And then all of a sudden, she's taking people's nicknames. Yeah. I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I get it.
But she said, and it's kind of making the rounds, after 4 divorces and 6 engagement, I'm choosing myself. She said she's never going to get married or engaged again.
I mean, I could buy this. I could easily see where you're just like, all right, we can just do the dating thing at this point. Mm-hmm. However, when you do it that much, sound like you are good for the okie-doke.
That's where I was going.
Sound like you're good for, like, eventually, because I don't think that she won't find someone that she loves or has some level of emotional attachment to. Does she have the wherewithal to not fall for the, let's get married, let's just do
it. She's the one that always likes to get married. 6 engagements?
Yeah.
Shouts out to her.
Yeah.
Hey, man, look, I will appreciate and I respect that she is always still out here trying to find love. Mm-hmm. She has not become jaded in that. She is open to it. Good for her. And yes, Kick Rocks, go shoot your shot, dog. You can be husband number 5. I believe in you.
Yeah.
I'm kind of buying it a little bit, man. I think she kind of got to the point how the Browns are with quarterbacks. Hey, let's just have 4. Let's bring in another one. I think she's been engaged and married so many times, divorced so many times. Hell, she married the same person again.
Yeah.
But I think at this point, she's just like, let me try something different. Let me try not getting married and getting tied down or getting engaged. Let me see if this will work.
You think she got the jersey like them Browns fans that just got the names across the back?
I like where your head is, and I think I'm not saying she doesn't think that right now, but I'm kind of with Reggie. I don't think she can help herself. I think she just is the type of person that like loves to be married.
Now, is it her or just people just getting a relationship with her? And said, hey, you know what? I want you to be my wife.
Yeah.
No is a word that exists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, look, I am very much making it oversimplifying it because I feel like obviously relationship dynamics make it so that if y'all start having those conversations, there's pressure, so on and so forth. But she can say no.
No, I'm just, it seemed like she about to say no now. But she's saying she ain't.
No, I think she believes it.
But I'm wondering, is she the person that's pressuring people to get married?
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
If she's not, she's probably not. If she get in a relationship, she's probably going to say no next
pressure
time.
Them. Or maybe she will. Like I said, she can't help herself.
How did we make Jennifer Lopez into the Cleveland Browns? That's
fun. Exactly. All right, a couple more for you here. Jerry Jones, always popular on Buy or Sell.
God, he's such an idiot.
He said he has not spoken with Micah Parsons since Parsons requested a trade.
I can believe it. Because that's something that a dumb owner would do. No, like, this has been mishandled all the way up and down, and I realize that I'm a little closer to this having covered Jerry Jones recently. Mm-hmm. It is sickening, and it's been maddening, because he believes himself to be God's gift to negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, even recently, I think Sean and Seth definitely played the audio earlier today. He was likening the Micah Parsons situation. He was kind of pointing, let me stop. The situation with Micah Parsons seemingly recently, remember when Micah asked for the trade, he put out his statement. It seems as though part of this was Jerry Jones believed that they had agreed in theory to a deal in a handshake way where Micah Parsons was like, we kind of got this basics of this going. And then I would hand this off to my agent. Y'all would actually talk to him. And Jerry Jones was like, no, we already got a deal.
Yeah.
And so Jerry Jones talking about how back in the day when he bought the Cowboys
on a handshake, which that's a handshake
deal. Yeah. Oh, that's all we needed. We got the bare bones of this. And I'm like, dog, this is not 1970, whatever.
And
bro,
I don't believe that when it happened.
He just believes himself so much smarter than everybody else. While he does some of the stupidest things that I can't, like, you are antagonizing time and time again. I think over the last 3 best players that they've had, he has done this same thing where he's antagonized them instead of giving them the deal that they have rightfully earned on the field for his team.
Yeah.
I don't understand him at all. And it's probably just so that we have an opportunity to talk about him, but it can't be worth it, dog. Can it? It can't be.
Yeah, I'm buying it too. I don't think he talked to Micah at all. I just I just don't see, if I'm Micah, why would I ain't got nothing to say to you. You all up in the media and stuff like that. Talk to my lawyer. Talk to my agent.
Man.
Especially because the last time I talked to you, it started this mess. Why would Micah Parsons be like, yeah, let's line this up? No, talk to David Mulligetta.
Yep.
And he'll have the ski mask on, ready to get my money.
Yeah. Yep. I'm calling my baby. I'm calling Big Bro.
And maybe I'm just being a little too gullible again right here. It's your job. It's your job.
Jerry Jones has done a lot of things that has had a lot of instances where he's supposed to be doing his job. Like, if you ask a Cowboys fan, hey, why don't, like, Jerry Jones, your job as a general manager is to sign free agents. When the first week of free agency, you will catch Jerry Jones and his family on spring break every single year. He don't be doing his job. He don't care.
One more quick one here, just because it just fascinated me, and I don't quite know yet where I'm going to fall, but Manu Ginobili, the legendary Hall of Famer, is going to throw out the first pitch at a San Antonio Missions game. And he was interviewed about it, and he said it's, quote, the first time ever throwing a baseball is going to be when he throws out the first
pitch. Damn, really?
I can buy that.
I can and I can't.
Why not?
What's your case?
What reason has he had to throw a baseball prior?
He's lived around here for 30 years.
You think living around here mean you throw a baseball? 713-572-4610.
He knows. I mean, even... Even in
Let me
Argentina,
know if you haven't thrown a baseball before.
Even in Argentina, they have baseball.
Again, they got baseball a lot of places where people still don't throw baseball.
But that's still impressive, though, that you wasn't even around a baseball
as
a kid.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going back and forth.
Yeah.
I get Reggie's
high school.
Point.
I don't know what type of high schools. You was never. Imagine if I said I never kicked a soccer ball ever in my life.
Yeah.
There are people for whom that is also true. Like, I don't see why this is.
Like, I never played like no type of organized soccer, but I kicked a soccer ball before.
Everybody has. Like,
I swung a bat.
I think
before.
I'm going to land with I'm selling it. I think he's just embarrassed that he's going to maybe screw it up because he hasn't
done it. Oh, you think that he's trying to establish
premeditated? Yeah.
Like, do you think he ever swung a bat? Like, never been around a bat.
Yeah. Well, he's been around it.
That's crazy.
He has grabbed a bat before.
Oh, I see what you did there. With a net.
You said that. I wasn't going to go there, but you set it up on a platter, so I had to take that one. No, I mean, like, there's very easy. He is a basketball player who's played a lot. I mean, I imagine that also he might have played some soccer. If you have, I don't know necessarily that you absolutely have to have thrown a baseball at some point.
And they have baseball in Russia. I mean, you know,
have it. That don't mean that he has to have thrown a baseball.
Look, I understand as a kid. Hell, I ain't throw a baseball in a long time. Yeah. I ain't been around an actual baseball. But as a kid, like, you be around a lot of stuff. You doing a lot of random stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, that one fascinated me for good reason because we're still torn on it. But oh, well.
Okay. Yeah, he was a hooper. Shout out to you. Yeah. No, I ain't got time for baseball. We hooping.
I ain't no skateboarder, but I rode a skateboard before as a kid.
Exactly.
All right. Appreciate you rocking with us from the 713. I never played cornhole. Now we're just admitting things about admit the sport that you've never played, I guess. 713-572-4610. Let's do that. Coming up next, about the time where we hand things over to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us, bro?
Yeah, so just imagine being on a dating site and you get matched with a young lady and she wants you to help put together an IKEA shelf.
I gotta hear this.
Yeah, it's a new trend going on with the women called Bob the Builder trend. So I'm gonna explain what that is next. Plus, I gotta show some love to CJ Gardner Johnson for showing love to the locals.
Okay, we'll do that next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Thursday, happy Thursday to everyone out there. So, on this segment, I've been talking about a lot of different random dating trends that have been going on. Mm-hmm. And this one, I want to see how Reggie feel about this, since you are our single guy correspondent.
Hate it. Sorry, what was it?
Oh, you said what? You hate it?
Huh? I forgot.
So I want to get your thoughts on this. So it's a new trend these Gen Z women are doing, especially in
cities. You lost me at Gen Z.
Yeah,
it's good. Good, considering that you are very much older than them.
I'm saying I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. No, I know, but I'm saying just you should have that level of distance regardless.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'd have to have some questions about you there, you Lopez. Would. Yep.
Yeah, so it's a new thing they are doing in cities like NYC, Seattle, and all that stuff. They are using specifically the women are using dating apps like Hinge to help get guys to build furniture and stuff for them. Mm-hmm. So what they do is this is called Bob the Builder Trend, when they update their profiles for prompts that will appeal to handymen. So what they do is they match up with somebody, and as a first date, they come over to the house to help put up, help do some handiwork around the house, put up a shelf or build a bed and stuff like that.
What I find amazing about
this. How do you feel about this? How would you feel if somebody say, first date, hey, you could come over, but you could help me put together this IKEA shelf?
Yeah, that's some nonsense. And here's the thing. I don't have any problems putting together furniture for folks. Mm-hmm. There's apps for this. Like, there are literally apps to get handy people to help you build stuff. Of course, I imagine that the payment is the issue here.
Yeah.
This is weird, man. This is real weird behavior, man.
So,
like, I get it. People need their stuff put together. You ain't got no friends. You ain't got no homeboys.
It's not even weird to me. You're being used, guys.
Well, certainly.
You're being 100% used. Yeah. And the fact that it's IKEA, that makes it even worse. Yeah,
that was also a thought. I was like, you mean the
IKEA
one?
IKEA is the worst.
Well, the tough thing, like, they're easy to put together, but also the instructions are non-existent. So yeah. I can understand how you get to that place. But most of the furniture nowadays, if you put it together yourself, it's pretty easy. Like, actually, I ask myself, all right, I have questions for a lot of these women, which is, where is your self-respect? Like, you don't believe yourself capable of making this happen? These are not that hard anymore.
Yeah.
So one woman who is from Brooklyn, she shared that several matches helped her redecorate her apartment, including buying plants, hanging up decor. And in one case, one actually became her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
He said
that's
that
the part I don't believe.
He said it like it was a surprise. Yeah. Man, he actually made this through.
Yeah.
That's
he said, hey, I put this bed together. We might as well lie in it.
Yeah.
I did all this work.
He's like, man, that TV
is our bed now.
That TV is really flush on the wall. You know what? Let's go on a date. That's crazy.
You know what? I got my toothbrush and my backpack in the car.
Here's the other thing that we need to admit here, even though it's three guys in this room. Guys are dumb when it comes to stuff like that.
Wait, why are you saying dumb? No, this could be a calculator.
No,
look, here's the thing.
No, you're dumb. Like, sure, I'll come build it. I'm sure it, you know, will become,
soulmates.
I'm sure.
But see, if it's a hot enough girl.
That's why we're dumb.
A guy would do it.
A guy will do anything.
Why do you say that's dumb? Like, look, man, here's the thing. In the marketplace, especially one that is saturated as such as the dating pool can be, use your skills and talents to get ahead, right? Some people are deeply charismatic. Some people good with a wrench. But I don't know. Like, use what you got to your availability.
But see, this is the thing. A really hot girl be taking advantage of guys all the time.
You think?
Where a girl will be sitting there and like, hey, I'm going to call this dude over so he can paint my whole house.
Yep, yep.
And I'm not giving them a chance at all.
And you know why? Just keep because guys are dumb. That's the gist of this whole conversation.
The dumb part is a guy not realizing he's being used, thinking they got a chance. That's the dumb part.
Hey, man, game recognized game to some degree. Yeah. I do think that there's got to be a significantly better way to get your stuff built, though. I will say that. But, hey, I mean.
This is like a dumbed-down version of, I think that stripper really likes me.
But sometimes they do.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Oh, man. All right, it's the mixtape in the Loot Sports Radio 610. Speaking of strippers and all that good stuff.
I didn't know we were going there.
I got a PSA for people. Don't interrupt somebody's conversations with a porn star. Mm-hmm. So I will explain why. So it was a streamer walking around. I guess it was like a porn event convention. And it was a guy having a one-on-one conversation with a porn star. And this streamer just came up to him trying to interview him and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And he got a little frustrated, like, hey, wait, I'm talking to her. Give me 5 minutes. I'm talking to her. Mm-hmm. And eventually he ended up trying to talk to the porn star to see, hey, what was y'all talking about? This is how that sounded.
Okay.
I hate to interrupt this conversation right now.
You want to interrupt it, but yeah.
I know, but this might be good for you. How much do I have to pay?
No, bro, I'm talking to her right now. Can you just give me 5 minutes?
This is important, though. I was going to give you a lap.
Come
gonna
on.
I was going to pay for your lap dance.
Bro, give us 5 minutes. Then all right. you get the time.
You just missed out on a great opportunity, my friend.
Opportunity of a lifetime.
Yo, white guy's trying to dial in, bro. He's really trying to lock the f*** in.
What was that guy saying before?
When I was talking to anybody, it's none of your f***ing business. See you later.
That was great. Thank you for that.
So explain, the last voice was the guy that was interrupting.
Yeah, right?
He then went up to the porn star.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And said, hey, what was that guy, what was y'all talking about?
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty upset.
Here's the thing, dog. These cameras done ruined us, bro. These cameras in your phone. Because this dude is clearly creating some level of content or whatever.
Yeah.
Streaming live.
Yeah, let me stream and go interrupt people.
And that's kind of the new popular thing, too, just walking around just on live stream, just with a microphone, just butt-ass naked live.
Just wait, what?
Butt-ass naked live.
I thought you meant they were butt-ass naked while they were live. Oh, yeah. Got you. Okay, cool. I'm back in it. You lost me for a minute.
Says the guys who said butt booty naked open.
Booty naked? Yeah, booty butt naked open. That's right. dog, why are you in people's face while they clearly having a conversation, interrupting them? Like, where are the manners? Where is your mom and your daddy who were supposed to have taught you to let people be in a situation where they're clearly having a conversation? Because, like, that was rude as hell. Like, I get it. Hey, I'm trying to do something nice for you. No, you're trying to do something nice for yourself because you're trying to use this opportunity to make content. Get out of people's business, especially, like, okay, let's say you meant it in good faith. You walked up to them like, hey. When buddy tells you not right now, fall back.
Yeah, not right now. Yeah.
To me, that's kind of that's like if you trying to talk to a chick, and your homeboy is like, "Hey, yo, what's up?" I'm like, "Yo, chill, man." Like, set the screen. Just go over there a little bit. Let me go 1-on-1 right now.
Yeah.
And that's clearly what the guy was trying to do. I don't know what they was talking about, but. Yeah, he was just like, man, just give me 5 minutes.
No, Reggie nailed it. That guy had nothing. He wasn't doing anybody any favors.
He was just trying to create a viral moment. That's all it was.
Exactly.
I do love the old boy over here. And to be fair, he might have just like, you know, strippers are human beings as well. Like, he might have just had a friend or talking to her or whatever. I do like the idea that Buddy thought he was about to get busy. He was like, look, man, we got action over here.
He trying to lock it down.
We about to lock in. About to get digits and all.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So earlier today, you know, breaking news, we got the news about CJ Gardner-Johnson being helped off the field, or was it carted?
He was carted off. Yeah,
yeah, carted off the field. We're still waiting on the update for that to see what's going on. So, thoughts and prayers to him, and hopefully it's not too bad, man. Because I want to see him in the Texas uniform balling out, man. That's one person I was excited to see.
Mm-hmm.
So he was showing some love to a local restaurant. I want to say it was a couple weeks ago. It wasn't yesterday. It was a couple weeks ago. And this is a spot we actually had yesterday. So shout out to, we got Jesse's Burgers and Shakes. They pulled up on us, and it was a pretty good burger.
I loved it.
Yeah, I had the double clutch burger, smash burger. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And CJ Gardner-Johnson, he was doing his stream, and he actually looked up the place. He was looking up the place live on his stream.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he might have been a little more excited than we were about those burgers yesterday.
Look at this, bro. This shit on fire. Oh, yeah. On my way after the raid. Can I get part ownership in this? I want to, like, invest in this. Definitely supporting, bro. You definitely supporting, bro. Look up Jesse Burgers and Shapes. Jesse, oh, let me see something. Oh, this look, bro, this look good as a. Oh, you tripping, bro. Oh, this is hard. I might pull an IRL stream here, bro. Let's check the menu out, chat. Oh, look at that. Oh, straight fry for that seasoning.
He's loving that burger, man.
Tripping with the cookies and cream. Man. Hey, Jesse, I spot 100 burgers. 100, I spot a, what is it? Burgers and fries for the community. We'll do my backpack giveaway. It's my school back to school drive at your for the kids. Come out, get burgers, fries, shake. Hey, Jesse, I'm going to follow y'all right quick, bro. Follow me back. Oh, y'all already follow me. Oh, yeah. On my way. Bro, can I ask a question? Can I get part ownership in this? Like, can I buy
He's
into this?
He's serious about this.
He is.
I want to, like, invest in this. That'll be a great investment. It's burgers and fries. We're definitely supporting, bro. He definitely supporting, bro.
He was all in on it. Didn't even take a bite of the burger
yet,
man.
That's the thing that gets me. Like,
it's one thing to go to the place and then try, like, ooh, yeah, you know, and then you start talking. He's just looking at the website and the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
All
right, I
he
feel
was
like,
all in.
I feel like it's one of two things. Either CJ was doing a lot in that moment, or does he have the ability to just, like, tell if something's good just off of looking at it? Because, like, the idea that and a burger, we've seen, I mean, we've lived long enough to see a burger that maybe looks real good, doesn't taste as good,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Now, I can tell you, I can't confirm, burgers were very good. But how did he know that in that moment to the place where he was ready to put money down right then?
Or option number three, what time of night was this?
I
you think he might have been hungry?
I think something might have made him hungry.
Something might have made him hungry.
Yeah.
You're just assuming things, huh?
I'm asking questions. Because
it wasn't even just the burger. He was like, ooh, they got the fries. And I was
cookies
like,
cookies and cream shakes.
I was like, the fries?
But he was flat out giddy. And I'll say it again. As soon as this guy hit town, I'm like, I love this guy.
Yeah.
I just love
Nah,
this
he
guy.
Was all in on that, yeah, man. Yeah. I will say the burger was really good, man.
I loved mine.
If you want to check them out, I think they are in New Caney. And Porter.
Yeah.
So CJ gonna be going out there.
CJ gonna be spending burgers. A lot of money if that's how he reacts to good food.
Yeah.
Like I know Philly ain't a bad food town. Don't get me wrong. And he's been in New Orleans, which is a great food town. If that's how he's gonna act every time he sees a good burger or a good food, he will be buying up a good portion, buying stock in a lot.
And he's donating a bunch for his charity.
Yeah. He wants them to pull up because I think he's doing the back to school thing for the kiddos. Yeah. Yeah, man, they're going to be eating pretty good if they got that all squared away. Mm-hmm. But salute to Jesse's Burgers and Shakes, man. That, pretty good, and I think CJ, if he didn't have it yet, I think he will really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. We got football tonight, man.
Yes, we do.
We got some football tonight. We got some Friday Houston Texans playing this Saturday.
Four straight days.
The Vikings, yeah, man. It's going to be a good week for some little preseason football. So I wanted to ask y'all this. I want us to take our eyes off of our own papers.
Okay.
So not really looking at the Houston Texans and all that. So only preseason, not counting the Houston Texans or regular season. Mm-hmm. What are some players you plan on keeping an eye out on throughout the next couple days in preseason? I ain't saying watch the whole game or anything like that, because I got a little list of players I kind of want to check in on.
Cool.
I definitely want to check in on Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. He started for the Cleveland Browns, I want to say, on Friday.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not sure how long he's going to play. He might play the whole game, depending on how that quarterback room looking. Mm-hmm. Everybody hurt. But I'm going to definitely keep an eye out on that game. I want to see what Travis Hunter looked like.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm definitely going to tap in. I don't know how long he's going to play, if he's going to play. But I definitely want to tap in with that. I want to see Cam Ward. I want to see how he play. I'm guessing he probably going to play. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to sit him out. And Ashton Jeanty, I want to check in on Ash. I kind of want to check him out, see how he play in his first preseason game. Also, I do want to kind of check out the other quarterbacks that went before Shedeur, just to kind of see how they look, because you got Jaxson Dart.
Yeah.
I'm sure he probably going to get some playing time. And that slow. What's that dude from?
Tyler Shuck.
Shuck.
Yeah. I kind of want to see how he looks. His training camp videos ain't been looking the best.
We didn't even talk about this earlier. Ashton Jeanty, for me, he's getting rave reviews, camp reviews, obviously, but rave reviews. I think it'd be fun to watch him a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just interested in seeing the Raiders in general. I think that offense is going to be intriguing, especially I've always liked Geno Smith quite a bit, so I want to see that. But you guys, when you're mentioning kind of rookies, because I imagine that's where a lot of this leans outside of some of like some veterans in different places. I want to watch the Colts for this additional reason of Tyler Warren. Like, I want to see what he looks like and how they're able to utilize him. Of course, that depends and hinges on the idea of one of them quarterbacks being able to get him the actual football.
Mm-hmm.
What are you dealing with when it comes to actual weapons that could possibly you could see twice a year? And Tyler Warren is probably one of the ones that is the most interesting outside of the ones that you already mentioned, like Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. That is the Figgies mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. And yes, I see you, Texter. You're not wrong. Pimp C would very much be disappointed in a lot of that segment. But rest in peace to the man, Chad Butler. All right, coming up.
We're some family, man. We're trying to get this paper. We ain't no freaks.
All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive, Clint Ron. We'll do that.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Appreciation goes round also to Sean Pendergast for joining us all week long, honestly, from West Virginia, and giving us practice reports courtesy of Fly by Yingling. There's some news that's happening when it comes to the Astros that has caught mine and Lopez's attention, and we are working through what the Astros are trying to do, because they have signed reliever Aniel De Los Santos to a major league deal. Not minor league. Major league deal. He'll join the team in New York tomorrow as they'll face off the Yankees. They'll start their 3-game set out there Nick Hernandez was optioned, and maybe the thing that actually creates the spot for De Los Santos is that Luis Contreras was DFA'd to clear spots on the 26 and 40-man rosters. I've seen that per Chandler Rome of The Athletic. But somebody said, oh, no, not Astros news. Fair enough. I probably need to be. I think when you this is when you got to like
you're sitting down. We have Astros news.
This is like when you get a text from your grandma or something, yeah. Your mom that says, call me.
Yeah.
It's like, let me know what the tone of this is first, because there's a lot of bad places that this
exactly
is
what that is.
Thankfully, not that place
yeah.
for the Astros. But they bring in another reliever, which kind of interesting, especially with Sean Dubin, who should be. Soon on the heels of returning to the major league club. Where did your mind go when you saw that they were bringing in another reliever?
Well, my mind kind of went to that call me place. You know, I was like, why are they doing this? And major league roster. But maybe we were overthinking this. Maybe this is just. Man,
that's quite possible.
Yeah, it's very, very possible. It's just a matter of we weren't getting what we needed out of this spot. Let's get someone who we think can help us. It could be as simple as that. Now, it is the Astros, so it could be something along the lines of, you know, they're sort of manipulating or just kind of going through all the options that are out there that are going to be returning in terms of pitchers, and they want to kind of cover themselves in case it doesn't work out.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is reasonable, as you're mentioning. There's going to be a lot of instances where you have good reason to look over at your pen and go, we might need to tax them a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And Luis Contreras wasn't really adding in. I mean, and they've taken some shots. They added the John Rooney fella who they ultimately didn't even get a chance, mm-hmm. give a chance to get out there. I think that they might be looking at this as, hey, let's see how many guys we can get in this pen that we yes. feel comfortable with. Aniel De Los Santos, looks like he's a pretty good velocity guy, velo guy, and decent with with his whiff rate and barrel mm-hmm. rate, hard hit rate, like that. Obviously, some good kind of metrics that I know the Astros mm-hmm. would look at. Plus, probably some opportunities to still wring out more value. I imagine they would look at it. It has a 4.53 ERA mm-hmm. thus far this year. So in 43 games, not very many, but opportunity to step in and possibly, if you need it, give you another arm. So that's something that's happening with the Astros, but they have the day off today. So that's also good. And we're just kind of waiting for tomorrow. You seem to have more belief that the Yankees will be put up more resistance than I think they will, especially with your two best starters going.
Well, just because, you know, where the Astros are, they're still transitioning. We thought, I admitted this, I think I had higher hopes for what we were going to get out of Eric Geddy than we got.
Ultimately, what we got was 11 hits, 5 runs.
Yeah, and, definitely higher hopes than that.
Yeah, not what you wanted.
But then, you know, we've all been talking about since the All-Star break, second easiest schedule in I don't know if it was the American League or Major League Baseball.
Check on where that is now.
And that's where I was going. They kind of spit the bit against some of the easier teams they faced out of the break. You know, getting swept by the A's and I forget the other one. But so now it's still not a horribly difficult schedule the rest of the way. But the Mariners are just 2 games behind you. And in the next 12 games, you have the Yankees, you have the Red Sox, and you have the Tigers with the not so good Orioles mixed in there. And all I'm saying about the Yankees is they have been crushed up there, crushed across the country in terms of, falling short of expectations. But Aaron Judge is back. They are still, I looked at it this morning, I think 7 games above 500. So they're not a chump team. And then Red Sox and Tigers, now's the time when you gotta make hay and make sure that you don't lose any more ground to the Mariners.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that. They 4-6 in their last 10. Y'all some chumps, especially because they be in out here looking like little leaguers in the field at times. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk crazy about them for the time being. And hopefully the Astros will handle business such to a point where I could talk even crazier about them come Monday off of the weekend. Of course, there's still the off day is today, and then we'll see what that baseball looks like starting tomorrow, mm-hmm. Courtesy of an Apple TV Plus game, which actually mentioning Little League does bring me back to some that a hypothetical that Figgy threw out there that mm-hmm. I'm interested how you land on this. And I'm a sicko, so I'm kind of game for this anyways. But speaking of Little League, and we've been watching a good amount of that this week, mm-hmm. you have to watch for an extended period of time. I think Figgy said that 20 for over 24 hours. I don't know if you will be watching it the whole time.
Yeah.
But you either watching Little League baseball, kids play basketball, or Pop Warner football. Which of those are you going toward?
I have to watch it for an entire day.
Yeah. Yeah, like in the day, if you watching something, you are watching one of these things.
Yeah. Let's say it's like a football Sunday, how you sit, post right, up and watch right. football all day.
Basically red zone.
Yeah.
All right. So are they all playing like at a Little League World Series level and AAU Nationals and Pop Warner Nationals, if, whatever that is?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think that's probably the way
the best
it.
Level.
It's not like just, you know.
Down the street. Yeah, the best level.
If I'm watching young kids, it'll probably be basketball. It'll probably be basketball. As much as the Little League World Series is entertaining, and it would probably be that. Football, to me, I think you'd get tired of that after a while.
Football is, I think football at the youth level, can be really fun when you got one kid that's clearly better than everybody else. Yeah. But then that also gets tiring after a little bit, just watching that mm-hmm. one kid dominate for a little while. Mm-hmm. But it is fun when you see that one kid's like, oh, he should not be playing with them. Yeah. Like, this is.
Check his birth certificate.
All right, I wasn't going to go there, but he's definitely a little different. Basketball is such a game of skill in that way where it can get a little dicey. I feel like baseball also, I could find a way to have fun with it even when they're bad. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think that's sure. what takes me to that place. So 281 says Pop Warner football easily.
Easily.
Mm.
Okay.
I don't know if I would go to that place.
I can see myself watching Little League World Series all day though, mm-hmm. man, because like you said, Reggie, even their bad plays – it could be a little exciting, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see a little air and throw the ball away, and they running around base. And mm-hmm. Like, I can see myself watching that.
Well, first of all, they would all be cool, I think. But I think I'd have to pick basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.